Rabbi Nachman Klein.
Okay, it's ill. Mitzvah will be a few series of shirim, so I won't get the clarity of halacha today. Hopefully, over full shirim, everyone will be able to have enough clarification to pass on themselves and see what to do. Before we start discussing the topic of when you don't have to buy from Eid, you don't have to buy from Eid, when you have to use Yid Shaplama, don't have to use Yid Shaplama, I want to make it very clear that anything I'm going to say is only regarding the Pasuk and Parshas Baha. The Pasuk says that when the Pasuk speaks about doing business, the Pasuk says that you should. The Pasuk is. Let's read the Pasuk there. Yeah. Let's read the Pasuk, the Lashon Pasuk. Sofei Yod Dalet. Yeah, the Pasuk says, if you simply remember la msecho, it couldn't be adam secho, all 20 issues is okay. So, before we start talking, there's many other halachas that apply when you have to go maybe to Talmud Chochem or to a poor person or to. There's different cases where you'd have to go to Yitzhah shop before Goyish shop. Sometimes even a different Yitzhah shop before. Another Yitzhah shop. Let's say Talmud Chochem, there's an Indian to buy by him first. I'm just going to discuss the mitzvah that's learnt from this pasuk of Mi'adam Sechel. So it could be the actual halacha could sometimes be different in a certain case. And if anyone has any practical case they want to clarify, they can ask in a mitzvah over the shiurim. I'll make sure to clarify that point. What made me start going to this topic is, as it happened about 2.5 years ago, I had one of loads and loads of driving lessons. The driving instructor was Kumpfag in Deen. He was in the Yitzhah area the whole time. It was the first time he was doing Yitzhah area. And he saw so many nice houses and he couldn't forget. He kept on talking about the rich Eden and the posh houses, fancy cars. It almost ate him up. And after a few weeks, he said he thinks he chaps why Eden have so much money. Why? Because he said that his friend is a plumber and he's advertising the yellow pages and for 3 months he hasn't gotten a phone call yet. He said, he said this, a Yid who's a plumber, he's definitely going to get phone calls. He's not going to go through a week without a single phone call. Because everyone has a friend and in the community that's going to call him, a neighbour. That's what the guy said. And that's why he didn't make money, because all the money stays in the community. The person who uses the electrician, then the electrician will use the plumber. And he will go shop in the same shop that uses the electrician. So all the money stays in the community. You pay the money to the plumber, and then the plumber pays the money to the grocery, and the grocery pays the money to the electrician. The money stays there, so there's no leaking anywhere. Whereas for the goyim, he told me this, he feels that you can use, on one hand, you use the plumber, everyone uses the same plumber, but the electrician, no one uses. It could be 3-4 months without no one using him, he's going to go bankrupt, he's not going to have money. So, and he said another point, he said that a goy would open up a business, even though there's 10 competition, because he doesn't know what his market is, because he's supplying for a massive crowd. A yid, he says, feels that he won't open another plumber, another electrician, if there's already in the community. They know the level of need and supply more than a goy knows the level of need and supply. Anyway, that's what the goy, his achra, why yid not rich. Whether it's true or not, that's whether yid not rich or not, that's another question. But that was his idea. In that case, I went home. Never mind, I was sitting in a goyish driver then. He was teaching me how to drive, but that's what he was thinking. But I made me think, Taka, Why don't I buy everything green? So to find an excuse, I looked into the Indian. Now, most people, when they think about this topic, I wrote down 12 excuses people have that would go through a person's head. One, why should I not save money? Just as the shopkeeper is entitled to make money selling the item, I'm entitled to make money by not buying by him. Another one would be the shopkeeper has enough money. His turnover is massive anyway. The £10 I'm going to shop with, it's not going to make a difference to his turnover. His turnover is a few £100,000 a month. The £10 is not going to make much difference. The third one, Chaznish says, it's anyway by shirt for the shopkeeper how much money to make. Who cares if I go shop with him or not? On this, the Chaznish actually says that it's not your cheshbonus to make. Yeah, correct. He doesn't say that, but it's for sure how much money you should spend as well. But never mind. Chaznish said the answer to that. Somebody came to ask the Chaznish once and said, why should I go to Yid shop? It's for sure anyway how much money you should make. Chaznish said, that's for our cheshbonus. Your cheshbonus is to become Mekayim Mitzvahs. And then the fourth one is, just costs more, why should I go? Then another one would be is, Tesco, Asda, Amazon, eBay, they deliver direct to your door. Why should I schlep out of the shop and buy when one click of a button, it's outside your door the next day. The supermarkets have a bigger selection. You can't just buy one pepper or one degree. They have so many more. Yeah, they have such a bigger selection there.
Parking,
yeah. The convenience of a bigger store. And another thing is, which loads of people struggle with, is the guarantee and the warranty on each item is nowhere near the same as a Goyish item. Because they're selling millions of the same thing, if you go to Curry's and you get the guarantee they can give you, Eid can't give, because he can't afford to lose his 10 customers a week. He's going to lose 3, he's going to go bankrupt, because all his drivers in those 3. Curry's are selling millions, yes, the 3 can come back, but then all the Goyim that don't come back, they make the money. Then there's another thing people feel, that people would call a plumber, then a Eid, then the Eid will send his Goy around. Why can't I call the Goy straight away? If Eid's using the same Goy to build his house, why can't I go straight to the Goy and tell him, please can you do the house instead of me? Why should the Eid make the middle money for doing absolutely nothing? All he just took the phone call. Why can't I go straight to the Goy to build a direct? Another thing is, a person would think the Eid's not so from anyway. He's not like so Haimish. And another time I saw people feel that when you go to Tesco and buy kosher food in Tesco, there's Eid making money, there's the Balmacha making money, the suppliers supplying it to Tesco is also making money, they're not buying it from a Goyish place, Tesco. So other Eid not making money, so this Eid's making money, that Eid's making money, there's always Eid in here making money, there's somebody has to sell the stuff to Tesco, the kosher stuff, so somebody's making money here. Some people say, I'm only buying because it's on offer, I wasn't planning to buy So much stuff. It's an offer, that's what I'm going to buy there. So I wouldn't buy the Eid, I'm not interested in buying this now. The Goy has an offer, I'm going to buy with him. And also another thing is, the Goy sometimes saying to you from chashushas of stuff, and this is quite a big excuse. Let's say you have chumetz shu'uvah l'paisach. You have a Goy shop, there's no issa of chumetz shu'uvah l'paisach because it's a Goy shop, or chashash of sometimes a ribbis, and the Rucham Kineski discusses a case where you go to Goyish bank, there's no problem with ribbis. In the Yitzhak bank, you have to go trust the Frayi that he didn't make Kusher Het Iskah, he sold enough shares in the bank to someone else that he didn't need to make a new Het Iskah. There's so many cases and chashushas where there can be ribbis, the Goy just doesn't apply. Okay, I didn't say that they're not valid excuses or are valid excuses. I'm not trying to say if they're... Yeah, another thing, I said, well, they've got cost more.
Huh?
Yeah.
Number four.
So, yeah. I didn't say that you can't use, they're not emesnik as furas. I'm just saying that's what people say. So the first step, obviously, was open up Shulchan Aruch, check to see if Shulchan Aruch talks about it. And so Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about it. There's no similar Shulchan Aruch that discusses this topic. It doesn't say, no, Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas, make some if you have to go to Eid, don't have to go to Eid. Well, it does, Shulchan Aruch does mention a few times dinim that are negea to this din. Like, I have, I think, 4 or 5 cases in Shulchan Aruch. Pas Akim, Shulchan Aruch brings it in. A few places in Shulchan Aruch, Hechaz Bar Metzra, buying the house off a Goy, the Shulchan Aruch does discuss when you have to go to the Yiddish neighbor or not go to the Yiddish neighbor. And there, the Mephoshim, Chas Masoif talks about, but there's a normal din of buying from Yid. So there's a few places in Shulchan Aruch where it comes in, this din. But the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch don't talk about it. Well, Pashtas Rambam doesn't talk about it. So where is the Makari? Where does it start from? So Pashtas looked in Rashi. Rashi on that Pasuk brings the Sifru, Pusuk Yidalad. Rashi first, which is an interesting note, how Rashi says it. Rashi says, the Fipshitoi Kamashmoi. If you want to know Pusuk Sham Pusuk, it's Kamashmoi. You know, if you buy from Eid, if you buy to do business, don't do Einoah. Don't charge more, don't do Einoah. And Be'oidi Yash Drusha, there's another Drusha in the Pusuk, Minayin Kishatu Moichem Mokhoili Yisrul Chabayroch. And note that Rashi says both. Not, it would have maybe just brought one. So we'll soon get to it, Mitzvah. Why Zifru had to say both? Just say Koino or Moicha. Why would I have thought just the one? Why can you learn one from the other? Rashi, if you look at Rashi, interesting Rashi notes, Rashi says, So, there are a few achronim that want to say Rashi obviously didn't bring it as pshat and pusik. It's a drish that you see in Chazal make a nice middah tova out of it, and it fits in the pusik nicely. That's how some foshim want to learn why the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch didn't bring it down, because Rashi held the same. They say Rashi is mefarshi. It's just a drusha. I'll get to it. A lot of achronim take a paskin azoi alocha. The Moshe Steinbach paskin azoi alocha. that it's taken off the chiyuv. It's only a middle tova, not even a mitzvah. It's just a middle tova. We'll get to a mitzvah. Now, and the same lushan as Rashi is brought in chinuch, not mitzvah, in chinuch itself, mitzvah shin lamazayin. It's also brought the same lushan as Rashi, also by Oid Yesh Jerusha, and in Alshech as well, and Rabbani Bechai as well.
Oid Yesh
Jerusha? Yeah, Oid Yesh Jerusha. The Rashi in chinuch, in the Alshech, Rabbani Bechai, both bring the same thing. And the Alshech as a reason, which we'll soon get to. And the other Makori to this would be a mission in Ovas. The mission of Ovas, the Rabbi Batanir speaks about, is Vihi Aniyim B'nai Basechu. So the Batanir, and this is where some say the Rambam brings this halacha. The Rambam says, the Mishnah says, Vihi Aniyim B'nai Basechu, says the Batanir, V'lo Yikna Avudim L'shamshoi, Mitashi Heni Yisrul Menchusov V'lo Yizarei Kanahu Ure. Better support the Yid. The Arachayim Kodesh in Parashat Shfutim, when it talks about this posuk of Sikne Eved Ivri, the Arachayim Kodesh talks about buying an Eved Ivri, even though the Eved Kanani is going to work for much longer. Eved Kanani is L'Oilam, and Eved Ivri is for 6 years. Says about the Arachayim Kodesh, that it's why support the same thing as this Mishnah, why support the Goyisha Kanan, the Urer, and not support the Yid to work in your house? And some bring a raya from the Arachayim Kodesh, even if the price is massively different. Because you're talking about Eved, who's going to work for you 6 years, he's going to be gone afterwards. Eved Kanani, correct that you only pay for 6 years, but the comparison is you can't, when you buy Eved Kanani, you don't pay him for 100 years. You pay him a price, you might pay him more than you pay Eved Ivri for 6 years, but in comparison, it's a massive difference. If you're going to need to buy a new Eved Ivri every 6 years, it's going to be a massive difference. So there are some who want to bring a raya from the Arachayim Kodesh and this Batanir, that even a massive difference. They talk, we'll get to it soon, how they talk about this Mishnah by itself. Yani ibn Abba Seichel. It would be another Makori to it. So after finding the Makor, I found four reasons to this mitzvah, four reasons that the Achorim talk about why there would be such a halacha. The first one is because Goyim have like, Goyim, it's not, again nowadays, Kamat, Goyim are generally Toma and they're Matama, so we shouldn't mix with them, we shouldn't get Toma, then after the Torah made it in that if you can do business with Eden, you should do business with Eden, that you shouldn't get a tumor from them. On the same note, the same Echtuvah de la Torah says this, on the same note, there's another reason, very similar, is that the Torah told us preferably to do business with Eid, because you shouldn't learn from the Goyish and Meisim, which Rabbani Tam says might not be Negea nowadays, because we anyway do all our business with them. So, but he does say the reason would be that we shouldn't learn from the Goyish ways of living, so we should do business with Eden instead of with the Goyim. That's the second reason. The third reason is what we mentioned before, is why should a Yid, that's the Alshach brings this reason, why should a Yid not gain? If you're going to spend money, why should a Yid not gain? But then again, if you're spending more, then this reason doesn't apply, because you're gaining the same way as the Yid's gaining, so why the reason doesn't apply. And the fourth reason is because, and this says in the Medrash and Sikh to bring, this is what quite a few Achrona bring, is because a goy is al malilas, they can, if they owe too much money to eat, I mean, remember Rosh Hashanah, we didn't hear that much, but before the war, if they owe too much money to the Eid, they could just kill them. They'd make up stories on the Eid and go to the poorest, and that would be the end of the Eid's life. So, could I just stay away and I said to Tova, just don't do business with them, otherwise, the chashash, the risks are way too much. They just make up stories and they never pay. Obviously, they are going to do pay, but I'm saying the risk involved, the Torah says, just stick to Eid where hopefully you can trust. Now, there's a few differences in how you learn the four different timing. I'll go to the main one, and we'll get to the other ones. But the main difference between four timing is who does it apply to? Does it also apply to Friar Yid? As in, do I have to go shop in a Friar shop rather than a Goyish shop? Or do I have to go shop in a Haimsh shop before I go shop in a Friar shop? Does it apply to a shop that the boss is Mechal Shabbos? It's again, it's Shrol more than here. Here is not so again. You don't have so many shop bosses of shops. Well, Mechal Shabbos, it doesn't really work here. But in Etzrol, you have loads. You have the chemists and a lot of them are Mechal Shabbos. And then you can go to a Haim Shawan, and that's not Mechal Shabbos. Do you have to go? So Chav Sofer writes clearly that, and think the Achronim come out all past them that you have to. So it'll make a difference how you learn all these four reasons.
You have to go
to the Haimsha shop. No, you have to go to the Haimsha shop. And the Chiddush is that the Shaila, if you have to go to a Frayid before Goy, That's another nidin. The Ba'ai Moshe talks about it. Shal Shiris Ba'ai Moshe talks about this. I think he's the only one who talks about this case. We're going to fry of a goy if there's a gain b'chlal. So let's go through the four reasons. If according to the first reason, that the goyim are matamo or they you learn from their ma'isim. So Rav Moshe already has a tshuva whether somebody who is mechal Shabbos is still begeda Am Kodesh. If he's still part of the Am Kodesh, that would depend on that. And if he's Abikoris, then obviously says Rav Moshe, then he's not part of the Am Kodesh. So if the shopkeeper there be Abikoris and mechal Shabbos for Hesia, then it would also not apply, and obviously you would not have to shop in a shop. And the second reason that you shouldn't learn from his Masa Maroim, which is quite interesting actually, in the case we asked before, is it better to go to a Frayid or to a... The Rabbi Amrish says, is it better to go to a Frayid or to go to a Goy? It says go to a Goy, because you're quicker going to learn from a Frayid than learn from a Goy. The Shalosh is Machne Chaim. It says clearly that on this Nekidah, he says that if you have a house to rent out and you have two tenants coming to look at the house, and one tenant is a Frayid, and one tenant is a Frayid, not Tenik Shunishba, he says clearly not Tenik Shunishba, Lahakas, and one is a Goy, he says rent out to the Goy, then to the Frayid, because the Frayid is going to look to make tunas to you, and whereas the Goy will just live his life, and he said hopefully he would leave after a few years when he sees that's not what he wants. So if the reason would be he shouldn't learn from his Maisim, then Lacharim say, then it would be more of a reason to say that a Frayid would be worse. And the third reason, which was, it's better to support Shoyim Teri Mitzvahs than Mechal, it's partial, it's better to support Shoyim Teri Mitzvahs than to be Mechal Shabbos. Why give the money to Mechal Shabbos than to give to but would this apply also, maybe you should give the money to a Frayid? So there are some that say that maybe if you Makarif him by supporting him, he might come back. So maybe there would be a reason then, if there would be a reason to go to a Frayid more than a Goy. The fourth reason that the Goyim Al Malim and Alilos, interesting, that's all a few Acharonim say on this, that a Frayid, that's Lahaches, would do worse than a Goy would do if he's interested in getting you out. It'd be worse to do business with him because he's dafka there to get you. And then a Frayid. Now, I think the halacha on this topic, on buying from a Frayid, Chasefer writes clearly that the Tzurich Lahakti Misrul, the Shem Terem Mitzvahs, Koydim Misrul Mima. Avadi has to get Yisrael, and then he brings a serious Aifu on the Sifru. He doesn't bring the serious Aifu on the serious Aifu on the Sifru says the Ikka Drusha from the Pusik is only to tell you go support a Haimish Eid, not a Friday. That's not telling you go to not a Goy, because that's possible you shouldn't go to a Goy over Eid. But even you shouldn't go to you should go to a Haimish Eid, not to a Friday. That's before the Baron which talks about this in depth, and then. So the only difference is Yam Hagudel speaks about three differences why nowadays it wouldn't apply anymore this din. Why a Frayid you still have to shop just like a Goyish shop, just like Eid's shop. Why you still need to go to a Frayid shop. So the first one he'd say is because anything but not to give the Goyim money. Like we mentioned before, maybe it's still better to support Shem Terim Mitzvahs because you're going to be mekarev of him. So anything rather than the Goy should get money, at least the Incha pocket should get the money. That's the first thing he says maybe changed. And the second thing is that even though they're fry, but they some mitzvahs they're mekayim, he says, mitzvah tzedukah, and a few mitzvahs he says they're mekayim, that he's still helping them do those mitzvahs. And the third is because Rav Ribom are nowadays oinsim, and they're not doing it specially, and he can't judge, he should rather do that. And in Shalashia Shragamaya says, it doesn't help on that Nikita because the Tinik Shanishba is not B'chlal HaMaseichu, because it's not Imchu B'Torah Mitzvahs. And the Pasuk says, Miyad HaMaseichu. So it doesn't make a difference if he means to be fry or not means to be fry, but he's not B'chlal HaMaseichu, so the Chiyah HaKum wouldn't apply.